You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, we're focusing now on these road closures that are set to begin from tomorrow. It's an issue we've been paying some attention to for a little while now, but for the next 3 months, thousands of Soweto taxi commuters will have to find themselves alternative transport because from tomorrow morning, various routes are going to be closed. We're joined now by Dr. Ismail Vardi, who's the Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport. A very good morning to you, MEC, and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bonmani. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for asking. Now, listen, you're saying that this shutdown of these routes is to protect commuters. Many of them who've been complaining about this issue even before it's been made official are saying it's an inconvenience to them.
Look, I think there will be a degree of inconvenience. And let me just correct what you said early on. We are not shutting down all the routes in Soweto. There are very, very specific taxi ranks. There are six taxi ranks that normally operated by members of WATA and Nandure. These specifically will be closing down, will be closed down for a period of 3 months. That's what the notice says.
Yeah, no, just to be clear, I didn't say all in Soweto. I said thousands of Soweto commuters will be affected.
Sure.
But just to be made, so sure. We're on the same page. All right, six ranks are going to be closed.
That's right. But all other public transport services, including taxi operations, will continue as normal. There are several other associations that are running taxi services in the area, including WATA and Nandure. But in these specific ranks, which have been flashpoints of violence and conflict, that's exactly what we're going to be closing down. And you're right, there will be a degree of inconvenience for the people there, but we do have other public transport services. The bus services will be running, the RVIA will be running, the metro rail system will be running, including, as I said, other minibus taxi services.
Do these shutdowns work, Dr. Vardi? I mean, we've seen this kind of thing before when taxi violence flares up. The taxi routes are closed. There's some conversation or negotiating with the associations. Everybody smokes a peace pipe. We're back at it again. And then a few months later, it starts and so on and so forth. And we're back at square one.
It's not a perfect instrument, but what it does, it gives people time to sit down, to find mechanisms for dispute resolution, conflict resolution. It allows an interim period by which people can come together and find some sort of an answer to the conflicts that they are experiencing. I've already been informed that, look, WATA and Nandure are already in discussions. It's been facilitated by the National Taxi Alliance. We're meeting them again this morning, officials from our department, and we're hoping that sanity will prevail and that agreements will be reached. For now, the ranks will be closed tomorrow morning unless the associations can come up with a clear proposal for peaceful operations in the Soweto area.
Don't these monopolies that are given to these associations give rise to exactly this type of situation?
Operating licenses are ordinarily issued on an individual basis. There's an individual who applies for a taxi operating license. This is assessed by the provincial department and the municipality, and either a license is approved or disapproved. So it's not true that, yes, taxi associations believe that the routes belong to them, but nobody is entitled to a particular route and nobody is entitled to an operating license.
So then if people are shooting others because they believe they're on a route they think is theirs, and you don't agree with that, shouldn't law enforcement come into it?
Well, law enforcement is in operation. I mean, the police have been on the scene for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and there will be full police deployment tomorrow morning.
So why don't you shut down the taxi associations that you find responsible for some of these acts?
Associations are voluntary bodies. Their operations are determined by their members, and government doesn't have the right of district to ban organizations. We have the principle of free association, freedom of movement, and that's what
sure. But if members of an organization are found to be involved in the kind of violence that's led to your actions, surely you can shut those organizations down.
No, I don't think that it is the intention of government to ban organizations in the taxi industry.
Even if they're shooting people willy-nilly?
If they're shooting people, it's a criminal act. The law enforcement agencies must act. There must be an investigation. There must be prosecution and conviction.
Sure, but here's the point. We've got members of known associations. We know what organizations they belong to. We know why they're involved in the kinds of actions they get involved in. Shutting down the taxi routes or shutting down the ranks is a band-aid to a gaping wound. People might ask you to say, why doesn't government come up with a comprehensive plan that gives consequence to these actions?
Well, if you shut down operations for three months, Bongani, I think that there's severe consequences for the operators themselves. There's a significant loss of business. Freedom of economic activity is also a guaranteed right in our constitution. When you withdraw that right, you're hurting the pockets of the operator, of the drivers, and I think that's what the law allows me to do.
All right, we'll leave it there with Dr. Ismail Vardi, the Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport. I'll take your thoughts on that. If you're an affected commuter, he says there are alternatives. Ria Vaya is operating. Other associations are operating in the area. There might be some inconveniences here and there, but this is what they have to do. Are you satisfied that closing these taxi ranks will deal with this issue? Or should? I mean, if police know people belong to an organization whose members are consistently over time found of committing illegal acts, like murder, don't you think it's reasonable to say such an organization must be banned? Or am I losing something here? Am I missing something here?